Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome into a Tuesday brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. You're out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Why didn't you say anything? What are you? What? Why? What was him? What?
Baseball.
Oh, my God. Taking the spotlight yesterday, huh?
I mean, I love a good manager ejection.
Oh, of course.
And a manager, I think, to a certain extent, loves a good manager ejection.
Absolutely. Like, right? A basketball, like, coach with a T,
it's
right?
It's getting that T, that technical at the appropriate time.
Right.
Not sure that's how it went down yesterday at the Yankee game.
I'm not sure what the hell that was that went down yesterday at the Yankee game, but it was one of the more bizarre
how
ejections I've ever seen.
A manager ejected.
Right.
And the umpire didn't care.
Did not care. That the manager literally did not say anything. For whatever reason, the Yes Network has their broadcast, I guess, mic'd up differently than anybody else. Had you ever heard an umpire and a manager
No.
like that before on TV? Now, there's that John Boy Media who has a way to extract all that, and they always put that out a little bit later. But this was during the course of the game. You actually could hear the umpire and the manager going after it. Now, it was a day game yesterday in New York. So
NFL Films turned it around in like 30 seconds and gave it to him.
You know what I mean? Like, right, exactly.
Like, they have a lot of sound from NFL games. You have to wait for it to come out.
Sure.
You know,
or maybe not
come out. But certainly not instantaneous like that. And I mean, a lot of, you know, baseball, back in the day, right, you had the mic down behind home plate.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And it was at a very low volume.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly didn't have its own feed, I guess.
Right, yeah, right, yeah.
Right?
But it almost sounded like those guys were mic'd up.
I know.
You know, like they were wearing wires.
I'm guessing there was mics down by the field.
I think there are,
and,
yeah.
And picked them up. But, yeah, they had immediate access to them for sure and gave you the whole kind of background of the altercation, which was complete nonsense.
Yeah.
If an umpire will not bend and deviate and admit, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was you. It was the guy sitting in the front row behind the dugout that yelled, not you.
Right.
My fault. I thought it was you.
Mm-hmm.
It was not you. You're still in the game.
Right.
But since with an umpire and the way their system is set up and the way that they have been allowed to operate, it's over.
Yeah, they're judge, jury, and executioner all at the same time, and you can't have that.
Can we have a little appeal?
Right.
And if they said it for a moment, like, it wasn't me. It was this guy here. I mean, literally, this guy's sitting right behind the dugout.
Right. I mean, did you see the reaction of Boone and Brad Ausmus both, who's the bench coach for them? You talk about a good-looking bench right there. Aaron Boone and Brad Ausmus together? My God, ladies. So I think what we're looking at is an umpire who clearly made a mistake, but they are, I guess, taught. I guess it's learned this way when you're an umpire. never admit that you made a mistake. The only guy who's ever admitted a mistake as an umpire is Jim Joyce when he screwed up that perfect game.
That's right.
That's the, and we know his name because he cried and he was like so despondent that he blew the game. I mean, till his dying day, you know, Don Denkinger, I don't think ever admitted that he made a mistake because he didn't. It was the right call. It was clearly safe. You got to get over to the bag and cover better than that guy did, Todd Worrell or whoever the hell it was at the back in the day. But that was really the only umpire was Jim Joyce to admit that mistake. And you could clearly see that the fan was yelling behind Boone because his reaction was almost like, I didn't say anything. And it wasn't a he doth protest too much type of reaction.
No.
It was like, oh my God, what are you
that
doing? I literally
me.
Didn't say a word to anybody about anything. And this guy in the blue shirt in the front row of the dugout got Boone kicked out of the game. But even after the game, the umpire wouldn't admit, you know, that he made a mistake. I heard somebody say something on the bench. No, you didn't, pal.
Well, you did, but it was a fan. Not on the bench. Yeah.
And it wasn't on the bench. No. And he tried to act like he didn't make the mistake when the video evidence is out there. But I think that's where we run into the biggest problem with these umpires now in Major League Baseball. Do you guys recall any other sport where the umpire tries to take over the sport and act like people are there to watch him play? Like, you don't see NFL referees argue with players and coaches like that.
College basketball had a spell for a bit.
A little bit of a spell, but they didn't ultimately take over a game, and it became they call it the ump show for
Tim
a
Donaghy.
Reason.
I mean, he clearly maybe that's an extreme one.
Yeah,
but he definitely tried to take over games.
But you didn't know it at the time by watching it, right?
But no, that they're bigger. That they're pass interference.
Yeah, the pass interference thing
for a hot second.
But I'll give them that. That was the right thing to do, though. Those referees when they did that kind of stuff, because they're like, we're not doing this for an entire year.
That was a great protest, That was great. But no, baseball umpires have been empowered more than any other.
Correct.
They have the strongest whatever deal with the devil, whatever blood oath or whatever. I don't know where it dates back to.
Right.
But they have the most power that's never been messed with and never been questioned and apparently never will be as long as, you know.
Yeah.
Harry Wendelstedt's alive.
I guess, but I mean, this is what I've been saying for years, Josh. I remember telling the story when that Steve Palermo yelled at me in the press box years and years ago because he didn't like that I was saying things about the umpires on the radio. I've been right about this stuff for the better part of a decade now, that these umpires are trying to be the show and they're trying to be the game. And at the end of the day, nobody's there to see them. And it seems like in baseball, every single day or at least once a week, there's a story about whether it's Angel Hernandez not getting the balls and strikes right. There's been a lot of ball and strike conversation already this season, and we're only a month roughly into the season, and everybody's complaining weekly about the ball and strike judgment. And then you have what we saw yesterday. Like, Major League Baseball now needs to step in and let these umpires know, have a seat, pal. We're not here to see you. Stop acting like you run the show.
Work with the game.
Yeah, work with the game, not be an antagonist. And I think a lot of umpires right now are antagonists for the game of baseball instead of protagonists.
Even the arguing balls and strikes.
Right.
Other than the time it takes, and I'm all for speeding up games and keep them going. Really, to me, it boils down to, they don't want to be questioned.
Exactly. That's exactly what it boils down to.
And how that's allowed to have happened to that extent, I don't know.
Right.
But to the point where, don't question me.
Right.
You're not allowed to question
what
me.
What other job has a deal where you can go into work every day, do what you want, and not be questioned by authority?
Because I said so applies to umpires. I have no idea how they've been empowered to this extent. But I don't want everybody arguing balls and strikes all the time. I get it. It would be. But it's almost like, we're just really annoyed by it, so we're not going to allow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Wendelstedt family is the one that runs the umpires training academy down in Florida that all these guys have to go to before the league even considers them. And so I'm not too upset at him for the mistake. I understand he's watching the pitcher and a noise comes from over here. But to not come back after the game and say, hey, I made a mistake.
Right.
To be that committed to being the antagonist, Bob, there's a deeper problem there. And you wonder why Angel Hernandez is, I mean, yeah, I understand their union is very strong, but this stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, it
is. It's coming from the top and including the people that train the rest of the field.
Right. So if these are the guys that are training the rest of the field right. that we saw yesterday, that's why they're behaving this way. Right.
I mean,
yeah, it almost is like that when it comes to the umpires in Major League Baseball. But as a sports fan, like I'm over it now. And Major League Baseball needs to get to the point where next year we're automatically going to the robotic umpires, the automatic balls and strikes. They're not going to have a say in balls and strikes anymore. They have to take that away. We have the technology. You have to take that away. I understand the human element is very important, but we have gotten to the point now where I believe that the umpires have forfeited their right at the human element because they're not very good at it and they don't handle the situation the right way. I keep hearing on the MLB app, I don't know if you guys listen to random broadcasts like I do or if I'm just a dork like that, but I listen to these random broadcasts. I always like listening to the road broadcast, whoever's playing the Royals at least once a series, to kind of find out what they were saying. And so they don't have many commercials on these things, and they just keep running over the same promos over and over and over again. And the one that really kind of sticks with me is that baseball's been broadcast on the radio since 1921. Okay, so we're talking well over 100 years. Well, I look at that as kind of the line of demarcation, right? We've had 100 years of baseball being broadcast on the radio. Baseball's been going on for over three different centuries. We've played baseball, the 1800s, the 1900s, the 2000s right now. We have given umpires...
And today.
And today, right, yes. We have given umpires ample time to figure things out. We have given them well over 100 years. We've given them the opportunity to work in three different centuries, and they're still not figuring it out. We've given them the benefit of the doubt now since 1876, basically. And now we're at a point where we've got technology, we've got umpires that are combative, we've got situations in baseball that are being ruined because of umpires. Sports is at an all-time high from a money standpoint. There's gambling money involved. We've given the umpires the benefit of the doubt for all of this time, and they have shown us that they're not capable of adjusting and taking that benefit of the doubt and getting better with it. And I think now, since 1876, they've had this opportunity. Whenever baseball started, it's now time to put in that, you know, that automatic strike zone, the robotic umpires calling balls and strikes, and it's time to start holding these umpires accountable after games. And when you make a mistake, be a human being and admit a mistake. We all love Jim Joyce because the man cried and was so despondent that he made a major mistake.
I just get annoyed that this is so easily remedied. I mean, it could be remedied during the first inning. It doesn't have to wait till after the game where he goes, oh, I saw it. You had the discussion.
Right.
Heck, you could show him the video evidence if you want.
Right, exactly.
You had a delay anyway because you're all arguing. You know what I mean? It's not like it was holding up the game. And heck, the guy in the front row might go, that was me, man.
Yeah.
Leave him in the game and just say, all right, my bad. I thought it was him. It was not. He's going to stay in the game. Let's play ball.
Right, let's play ball.
And it's done.
And it's over.
But they can't bring themselves to that because that's admitting some kind of higher mistake.
Right.
And then we'll just go in the denial phase and move on. That one is like so simply remedied that it pisses me off.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. You're right, because they're arguing already, so the tape is already ready to go. They had the tape up like the next half inning on the Yes Network where they're showing everybody what
you're talking
was
to
said.
Another umpire. Like, I didn't say anything. It wasn't me. I'm sure the guy in the front row would be like, yeah, it was me.
Yeah, right.
Bad.
Or just go
my
back
bad.
And look, and he's got his hands cupped over his mouth, and he's yelling.
That was me. I think your strike zone sucks.
Right.
I said it. He didn't.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, he's not leaving the game. Maybe you need to back up
Maybe
a few
you need
rows.
To back up a few rows.
But, and there was room. That
there was room
at this
yesterday.
Regular game.
Yeah.
Right? It was a day game. It was,
right.
There was room. Back him up a few extra rows and leave the guy in the game. It's like so simple. You don't have to like overhaul your system to make a rational change.
Right. Exactly. And so that's kind of where we sit right now with this. And until Major League Baseball is willing to step in and willing to be a hard ass on this and start holding these umpires accountable – we're going to sit here and we're going to debate this kind of stuff. And it really, it does. It takes away from the game. I know there are bad calls in the NFL and we all don't like Carl Cheffers and things like that. But not one time did I ever see Carl Cheffers get in the face of Andy Reid or a player or eject somebody out of a game for no reason at all. I've really never seen, a referee get into the face of somebody and eject somebody for no reason in basketball. Now, you see ejections in basketball all the time. It happens, but you don't see something like this, or you don't see somebody after the game go, man, I made a mistake. Had the Wendelstadt twin admitted a mistake yesterday and just would have been like, damn, I screwed that one up, we're probably not having this conversation today. But Major League Baseball also doesn't hold these guys, quote unquote, publicly accountable. They may do it behind the scenes, but publicly accountable, these guys are making $350,000 a year to go be jackasses and act like I guarantee you most of these umpires grew up with no friends and were the safety patrol.
Were the Wendelstadt twins the ones that thought they invented Facebook?
They did. Okay. Yes, yes.
The band is fully back together now. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.